Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Roman Regret Podcast. I'm Andy Drake.
Johanna Myers.
Nate Tussey, and we drink and we know things.
And tonight we are talking interactive Netflix programming. That's right, we're talking about Black Mirror Bandersnatch. Needless to say, there will be spoilers abound, but we actually might be talking about a scene that you have seen or a scene that you haven't seen yet, just because of the choices that you made during the episode. So now everybody knows here that I'm a big Black Mirror fanboy. So clearly right out of the gate, I'm just going to say that I love this. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was very, very cool for them to do an interactive sort of choose your own adventure episode. I being of the age that I am, I partook in many of the Choose Your Own Adventure books when I was younger. My favorite were actually the Indiana Jones Choose Your Own Adventures, just because I was big into those. I had about six of those books, and I read them through every possible scenario, every possible path you could take. And so when I found out that they were going to do a Choose Your Own Adventure Black Mirror episode, I was stoked. And then as soon as I watched it the first time, I loved it. I actually got through it without having to go back. Well, I went back, say that twice, just because the natural story sort of takes you back in for a couple decisions, but I actually got through it to get the sort of the Black Mirror ending that you could all sort of expect from a Black Mirror episode, where, you know, something's going to be fucked up. Just something's going to be messed up from it. So with that sort of initial review, what did you guys think?
So I kind of want to go just do a quick synopsis like you did. So I read those Choose Your Own Adventure books voraciously when I was a kid. I'm not sure if they're all written by the same guy or illustrated by the same guy, but they're the ones with the red band across the top with the number, and then it says what you are.
Oh, yeah.
Edward Packard. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I want to say Packard because we're nerds, but I had a ton of those things. And full disclosure, I cheated on a lot of them because I would not get the ending that I wanted. Like, oh, you died. God damn it. So then I would look for and see, you know, and kind of circumvented the process. But in its purest form, man, those were great books. And I'm shocked that it's taken this long to kind of catch on to the mainstream. I know Netflix specifically did a few of these interactive stories with children's programming earlier.
Right. Yeah, we watched the Puss in Boots one over here.
Yeah, I heard about that one. I never saw it, but I heard that they had done that. And I'm in love with the fact that they did that medium. The problem is it's so, if you watch the specials that I tagged in our website, they had a couple like behind the scenes how they made it. It's so hard to make. There's so much shit they have to shoot. The actors are completely confused sometimes about where they're supposed to play or how they're supposed to play their roles in every given scene, because they'll do like eight different versions of the same scene or whatever. The flowchart looks nuts. In fact, we should probably grab that image if we can and put it in the show notes or something. It is out of control.
Well, I imagine it's a lot like the story where, you know, you've got like your wall pasted with like all the drawings and the
yeah, it's basically
the
like
schematics
that
of where the story goes.
Yeah.
It's like they're making a show that shows how the show is actually made.
Right. Well, they shot 6 hours, I think, almost 6 hours of footage for the 90-minute or less than, I think it was less than 90 minutes, actually, the runtime shows you on Netflix or whatever for a one-time watch through. So, yeah, I'm super stoked about it. So I don't want to go into the actual thing yet, Joe, if you have any background you want to cover.
Yeah, well, again, likewise, I just loved those Choose Your Own Adventure books, read them like crazy. So I was super excited about it, and I was actually a little curious how it was going to work. I'm like, so I watched it through Xbox. So I used my Xbox controller to choose.
Nice.
Like, do you
even geekier version?
because I know you can watch Netflix through TVs and stuff. Can you use the the like Comcast remote to make the choices?
I used the TV remote from my Sony TV. Yeah, because I was watching it through the
connected TV, and so I use that controller. Okay, so it's whatever controller you have that you're watching Netflix through.
As long as you can do left and right.
And enter.
We used our Xfinity remote, and it was fine.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was crazy. So I watched it once by myself because I'm just getting over a cold. So if I sound like gross, that's because I'm getting over a cold. But I ended up watching it on the couch, all bundled up with all of my like NyQuil and whatnot. It was so much fun. And then I watched it a second time with my husband, and he got super sucked into it.
I bet.
Nice.
And I haven't watched a lot of Black Mirror. I watched like one episode before, so this is like episode two for me. And then both my husband and I, like, we watched Bandersnatch. I fell asleep. He went through and just went down the rabbit hole. And then Netflix, once it's over, it'll just play the next Black Mirror. So he ended up watching like 3 Black Mirror episodes, and like the next day he's like, "You got to find what I watched after you fell asleep because it was really cool." And
yeah,
that's when we ended up watching the Black Museum episode of Black Mirror.
Nice. Yeah. I'm in the same boat as you, where I've only seen a handful of Black Mirrors. Like, I watched the first one with the pig and the politician.
Right.
Completely blew. Seen that
one. My God, you have to watch it, especially right now. It's amazing.
And that particular episode is episode one of Black Mirror, season one, episode one. And so, like, that episode alone is either going to turn you off of Black Mirror or want you to watch more, because that episode just has so much balls to do what it did.
Yep.
And it says so much about society in a whole, you know, of just what they're covering right there. After I saw that episode, because usually I watch this stuff while I work just to have some ambient noise going on. Like, work stopped for that hour. And I was just like, holy crap, this.
Don't tell your boss.
No, I know this, but this series has total balls. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Nate, but.
No, it's okay. I was just thinking about what you said where, you're talking about the amount of balls, the quotient of huevos that required to put that together. I actually just watched, from back in the day, I watched the Chappelle Show, and the first episode they have the black white supremacist. And it's similar. I drew some parallels there where it's like, oh my God, that's either going to make or break the show. And it's a little bit different time, obviously. You couldn't really get away with that now, but the same kind of idea where they just laid it all on the table, just flopped them on the table, like them or not, this is what we are. And yeah, I'm excited to watch more of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The first episode I watched was, it was, you guys are going to make fun of me because of this, but it was the Donald Gleason General Hux episode.
Shocker.
I found out he was in Black Mirror. And so I was like, well, I'm not going to watch all the way. I'm just going to pull up this episode. And then I was like, oh my God, this show is really cool. Like, cause it was the one where the husband dies and the wife ends up like being able to get a robot programmed to be her husband. And
I haven't seen that one, so no spoilers.
That episode in particular just rips at your heart. Just it totally rips at your heart. And you have to be an emotional, an emotional just sort of bag not to get affected by that episode. You know? I just like that. And because.
No spoilers!
Right.
No. There's no spoilers, trust me.
Yeah. What I was going to say is that, so I've been very selective in the episodes that I've shown my wife, Jamie, because she tends to like the happier ending stuff. So there was one episode in particular called San Junipero that if you want sort of, I wouldn't call it the lighter side of Black Mirror, but the more hopeful side of Black Mirror, San Junipero is where to start. And then the The second episode I showed her was White Bear. And like I said, you guys have no idea what I'm talking about. But the premise of White Bear is, I you know, I can't say it without spoiling it.
Then
so I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spoil it. But anyway, so White Bear, let's just say, deals with the justice system.
Oh, no, that I did see that one. That was the one right after the General Hux one.
Right, where she's in the...
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys all right. All right.
Good. I know somebody knows what I'm talking about. That's all I wanted. So anyway, but yeah, so it's... Anyway, yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Is, like I said, it's, you know, it's got a very sort of, you know, it deals with a lot of issues that are prevalent right now, but they're also, the take on it is, you know, just sort of slightly in the future with a little more tech around it, you know, because like I said, the stuff that they have or that they're sort of addressing in here is stuff that just doesn't seem like it's too far off, you mm-hmm. know? And that's sort of the brilliance of the show, is that they're sort of throwing out these alternate realities that could branch off of, to sort of, to bring it back to Bandersnatch, any one decision that we make can easily activate sort of one of these futures, you know, that they're painting in these episodes. But I mean, the first season of Black Mirror just deals with so much of you know, and it really sort of, and God, I can't talk about it without spoiling it. So I'm really trying to edit myself here. But it's, like I said, if you have, you know, if you have a couple hours, you can get through three or four episodes. You could really, you know, you'll understand sort of my, there really isn't another show like this out there, and that's my point.
Yeah,
you know,
that makes a lot of sense. Are they serialized at all, or are they all standalone?
They're all standalone episodes, but they loosely connect to each other here and there.
There's Easter eggs.
So better to watch from the beginning then.
Yeah,
you don't have to, but it, like, I just found this out because I watched. We ended up watching like three or four episodes in a row.
Sure.
And so it was like, there was an episode where you kind of see, it was the museum episode. So there's something in the museum that you recognize from a previous episode. You're like, oh, that's that thing from the last episode. And
okay,
right on. You know, so it's like little things like that.
So, and Black Museum is probably the most riddled with Easter eggs through it. But Bandersnatch was equally riddled with, Easter eggs. So, Nosedive, the software that, Colin is working on, there's an episode of Nosedive that deals with social media, that Bryce, Dallas Howard was in. The Metalhead video game that Colin had completed, that they had the little robot dog on there.
Right.
Those robot dogs are actually central to the plot of another
episode. I remember hearing about
that. The robot one. Dog
yeah.
episode.
Okay. I need to watch
that. I did not put that together. Wow.
Okay. Yeah. And then the symbol that is the sort of the branch off of the two choices is the same symbol from White Bear.
Oh, nice.
That was on the guy's mask.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, we're blowing minds, and we're way out in the Black Mirror. Okay, this will be homework for us. We need to burn through Black Mirror episodes and start talking about them.
Well, right. I realize there's really not that much. Like, each episode is an hour, but mm-hmm. there's only, like, what, like, six episodes to a season? And like,
right, yeah, it varies. I think the first...
that much to go through.
Yeah, the first season was four episodes. The second season, I think, was five episodes. Like, they get more and more as the seasons go on. And then the next season, I hear, is just about to drop on us, which is fantastic. But Jodie Whittaker, the new Doctor, is in an episode in the first season. It's not a happy episode.
I'm fine with that. Right? I loved Infinity War. Come on.
Yeah, no, that's true. But to sort of bring it back to Bandersnatch and you know, sort of this, the interactive content is, you know, immediately when I started watching Bandersnatch, I felt like, you know, Bastion and Neverending Story, pulling Reyu strings, you know, I mean, and just because, and like, I was hoping they weren't going to make it a self-aware, you know, choose your own adventure, but I'm glad that they did, just because it's so, they did it really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
I think you got through enough of choices. Like once they got to that point of where, okay, now they're bringing the self-aware thing. It was like, you had enough of it just being a standalone thing. And I think it was well done. And yeah. Once they brought that in, I was like, oh, okay, now they're making him like, what's going on? Who right. are you? I'm like, yeah. I'm good with it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was really well done. And I just want to give Andy props for tying in the Neverending Story and Atreyu. I think we need like a name drop drop right there for pardon the repetition. But
Artex!
Yeah, exactly.
Stupid horse!
Yeah, we should have like a nerd cred or something like that.
Right.
Oh, that was awesome.
He can't hear me.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God. Yeah, it was great. Even from the beginning, choosing the music and like, oh, that's awesome. They're cassettes.
How
quaint.
And another great Easter egg, and I don't know if you guys saw this, but the cereal that you choose to eat is the commercial for the cereal that you get later on in the episode.
Yep, I totally caught that.
Yeah.
So what the music, though... does the music affect the music in the rest of the show? Like, I was too engrossed in the show to kind of pay attention, but I was like, is this Tangerine Dream or is this the other one, you know?
That's a great question. It would make a lot of sense if it did.
As far as I know, it doesn't. So there's I'll try to find this and link this in our post here, but somebody, because... you know, people have way more time than we do, made a chart of each decision that you can make and what happens off of that decision. So needless to say, it's a huge graph, but it's pretty impressive just to see what they do. But I don't think the music had any effect on the later. You know, I think that was just sort of the fun part of sort of the menial choices you could make, you know, to go either one way or the other versus the really big decisions that you need to make in that episode.
So, like, when I first went through it, I picked, like, the choices that I realistically would pick. And so, of course, I picked, you know, take the job, work there, and then it's like, you're done.
Yeah.
It took me a while to realize that once you get to an end point, it kind of takes you back to a certain choice to remake decisions. So, like, I ended up watching it for, like, 2 hours, and I'm like, when is this thing going to end? And then I'm like, oh, once you get the video game review, that's the end, and then you get kicked back, and okay, now I get it.
Yeah.
And so I went through, like, and the second time I went, I was like, okay, now I kind of get it, and I'm like, I'm going to pick the choices that I would make if there were no consequences. So I ended up, like, totally doing the acid trip timeline, and...
So back on the music choices real quick, I did some quick research. So the initial music choice you make with the cassettes is just an initial piece and it's by itself. But when you actually pick the albums later between Phaedra and the Bermuda Triangle, that actually impacts some of the music that sounds that you'll hear later.
Okay.
Ah, okay. Cool. Yeah. So when
I went Phaedra and Dream the whole time.
Right. Yeah. So when I went through it the first time, I did the same thing. And one thing that I liked that they did was obviously because they're telling a story here and you need to get to a certain point. I like that they sort of didn't dawdle when you made the wrong decision. It's like, nope. And like Colin in that first, once you make the first decision, nope, you made the wrong choice, mate. You know, yeah. It's like, nope, go straight back.
Yeah. And do you want to talk about your mother? She's like, no, do you really want to talk about your mother? I think you should. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and I just need to talk about this too, because I thought this was just one of the more brilliant parts of this. Because, you know, like, and I don't, and like Nate said before, is that just the production on a thing like this alone is so monumental that, you know, that while this was great to happen right now and to do this, it's probably not going to be a regular event, or whatnot, you know, just because the production is so huge. But just the fun sort of aspect of the choose your own adventure when you're given the Netflix option.
Oh, I loved the Netflix option.
Like, you know, like I was sold alone on the fact that this was a choose your own adventure, and the fact that it was set in the 80s, and the fact that it was set around, you know, old school computer software, video games, mm-hmm. all that stuff. You know, the self-aware part of it, and then the Netflix part of it was just amazing. I just thought it was, I mean, that it, like, and that's where it really reeled me in, and I was just like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
So I just emailed you guys both, or put it in our chat, the flowchart.
Oh, good, you found it. Okay.
Yeah, I found it. It's actually a really good quality image too. You can zoom in to everything, so we could actually talk about the different choices we made if we want to.
Well, let me bring it up.
I'd gone through the whole thing, and then I showed my husband it, and I basically just gave him the controller, and I was like, here, it's your game, you pick it. He got the fucking 5-star ending. I'm like, are you kidding me? So after that, we went back, and I was like, I gotta show you the two, like, fun endings that you'd get a kick out of. So I made him go through the acid trip, jump off the ledge ending, and then the Netflix ending. He was just cracking up.
So, right. Spoiler alert, don't look at this flowchart unless you want to have what you think matters spoiled, because there's a lot of stuff that apparently doesn't have an impact on the endings, like what cereal you pick, what music you pick at the beginning, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Did any of you guys during the Netflix thing choose to jump out the window?
No.
To jump out the window?
Yeah, so you could either fight her. You could either fight the therapist.
Oh no, I fought.
I always fought her.
So apparently if you leap out the window, and I haven't done this yet, you leap out the window and you're on the set of Black Mirror filming Bandersnatch.
Sure.
And the director yells at the actor for for messing up the shot or something like that.
Oh yeah, I see that. Leap out the window, and then it leads to Mike? Question mark. Yeah,
right. Yeah.
So before we go back through all these, do we want to talk about the original ending we got on our first runs? Do you guys remember?
Well, for mine, the if you want to talk the original ending was...
Do you want to work at Tucker Soft?
Yeah.
Ah, yes. No, me too. I got suckered in on that, and I knew I shouldn't have done that.
And I did the same as well.
Okay. Yeah. Wah, wah, wah. You made the wrong choice, mate.
So the second ending for me was you follow Colin, you go up there, you take the acid, you get on the roof, and you make Colin jump.
And then,
that's what I did as well.
Well, once you make Colin jump, then you got to visit the doctor.
Oh, that's right. So you go back to the doctor. And then
do you take the drugs that they gave you?
No, I flush the drugs.
You flush the drugs.
And
then you either get a chance to hit the desk or destroy the computer.
Hit the desk.
And then you get a chance to pick up the book or pick up the family photo.
Family photo.
Oh, God. Then you get a chance to destroy the computer or throw tea on the computer.
And so that ends up being regardless. I mean,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, and then you get into the Netflix whole.
So I did the not the Netflix one.
PACS.
I did the little symbol.
Or the symbol, yep.
And then I went.
You get to back off or kill dad after that.
I backed off.
Okay, and that's the ending for that tree. The one that I got my second time through was, I don't remember the exact branches that I went through, but it was I followed it down the rabbit hole, basically went and was able to get the doll or the bunny back.
The rabbit, yeah.
Yeah, get the rabbit back from the office, and I ended up going on the train with mom and then waking up, or not waking up, and then I died in the therapist's office, and the therapist freaking out, I don't know what happened, he was just talking to me, and then he was dead. So you basically die on the train as a child with your mom, and then you die
in the office.
In the present, in the office. And it completely blew my mind. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's what happened to me. So yeah, I went down that. So yeah, I like everybody. I'm sorry, Nate, were you done?
Yeah, I'm done. Go ahead. What'd you get?
Okay. Yeah. So yeah. So I like you guys chose to work there first off. And then I went to, I followed Colin. I made him jump, you know, because obviously if I jump, then it's over.
Yep.
And then threw the drugs away, picked up the book, and then I was given the passcodes where I found the bunny and got on the train just like Nate did.
Yep.
And then died.
Yep.
But then it took me back to where I was giving the codes again for the safe, to where I got on the Netflix arc. Mm-hmm. And then I just got so excited at that point. So after I did the Netflix arc, I did the symbol arc, and then I backed off because I didn't think that killing dad was the way to go. But then I remembered I was watching a Black Mirror episode.
That's the only way to get a 5 out of 5 is to kill the dad and chop up the body.
Yeah, that's...
I know.
That says a lot about Ken. Those are the ones he picks.
Oh, no!
Yeah. But it makes perfect sense for Black Mirror too, that is the way to sort of win at this.
Wow.
You know, just amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. It goes pretty deep. There's like 7 more choices after that, chop up the body and get the 5 out of 5. They all end up in jail. No Bandersnatch.
Oh, so, definitely now that you have the flowchart,
yeah,
go through it, get the 5 out of 5 ending. Because there is a really good little Easter egg at the end of it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay. Cool.
No. Good job, Joe. Tip of the night.
Ding.
I'm not going to spoil it, but it's...
Nerd cred.
Oh, God. So,
Does the actual flowchart spoil it?
Yeah. Well, no, it doesn't spoil it.
Okay.
Well, kind of. Something happens after the fact or whatever.
There's an after scene that's
post credit scene that talks about Infinity War and how Loki comes back because it was never.
Yep.
and it ends up Joe just dreaming and then she wakes up.
Yeah, there's some weird Loki Doctor Strange interaction.
There is no fanfic at the end of Bandersnatch. Just so you guys know, there's no Jobin fanfic at the end.
Well, there should be, damn it.
So Doctor Strange and Loki are in the hot tub and they run out of white wine. And
then Iron Man comes in with white wine and
Huck shows up in a Star Destroyer. And
right, exactly, yeah.
Clean up on Isle Joe.
I'll be right back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good stuff. So overall, Andy, you said I think you led it with this. Overall, what did you guys think about this episode, if you're going to score it out of 10, considering we haven't seen many Black Mirror, but just as a standalone experience, I don't think they could have done any better. Like, I don't give things 10 as a rule, but holy shit, they knocked this out of the park.
Well, and especially it's kind of like, at least because I haven't seen any of the kid show, right, Choose Your Own stuff, but
yeah.
This is my first experience with a Choose Your Own Adventure.
Yeah, the UI and the production, and it was just on
and
point.
Just the storyline was amazing.
Uh-huh.
10.
I agree. Yeah, fucking 10 for me.
Knocked it out.
To quote, who is it? It's not Billy Bob. What's his name in Varsity Blues? The big guy.
Yeah, no, it's Billy Bob, isn't it?
It is Billy Bob. Tan! A fucking tan!
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's a 10 out of 10. Like, there was one time when the first time I watched it with Jamie that we sort of got in the loop, and it was just like, well, let's, you know, how do we finish? And, again, just to have something like this where you can go in and get, you know, different aspects and different actors and scenes that you've seen without the actors in it. Because like I said, I killed Colin initially, but then the second time around, I didn't kill Colin, and he's in the whole final interaction at the software place, and he comes to your house, and it's like, how did I, you know, I totally missed this before by the choice I made. So
rewatchability is just crazy.
It's off the charts. Yeah, you can rewatch it and get a completely different experience, which, I mean, that's, you know, that's exactly what we want out of entertainment. You know, at least that's what I want. You know, I want, again, yeah, there are movies that I like to watch because they're familiar, they're fun, and they're rewatchable. But yeah, I know exactly what's going to happen. Bandersnatch, you really don't. I mean, you know the end game, you know what you're trying to get to, but you can have fun with the choices that you're making. It is a very extremely unique experience to watch TV and to get, you know, sort of sucked into a show. I agree with you, Nate. I don't know that you can do this sort of again and recreate the magic that you really got with this episode.
Yeah, I think the only, I mean, what I'm super happy about is how successful this has been. It's trending and that kind of thing. That's just going to lead to more things like this happening. And can you imagine watching like a Marvel animated series or like a DC animated movie where this happens? Mm-hmm. And animated stuff would be really hard to do because you have to spend a ton of time animating everything. But it'd be really cool just to see the application in different genres. And you know, I want a space sci-fi alien thriller where you have to choose where you're going through the ship and the alien kills you if you have the wrong, you know, like some of the really dark alien video games. It'd be really cool to see something like this.
Yeah.
That you could produce with, especially when it's dark, like all the alien movies are, you could produce for a reasonable budget and would just be crazy scary. And you're super involved in it.
God. Like, oh my God, like an Event Horizon chooser.
Yeah, we'll talk about bridging the gap between video games and other media. I mean, it's basically, it's not a video game per se, but you're making a physical input into a device that changes what you see.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant. I love it.
Oh, I told my mom about this and I was like, one, like, I think the story she would get a huge kick out of, and two, just the fact that it's, yeah, choose your own. So I'm waiting to hear back. She hasn't watched it yet, but she's like, I'm going to. So I want to get Ma's review of Bandersnatch.
That's a great point. We should have her on the podcast, or maybe record, you guys, you have your own mic, maybe record that and we'll include it. That'd be great.
Get the Ma feedback on Bandersnatch.
Right. Special guests.
My brother, Lieutenant Dan, to watch it. Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
You got new legs.
Lieutenant Dan, sorry about Bud Bowl.
Yeah. I can get his reaction on it as well.
Hashtag sorry, not sorry. And and to bring it back full circle, Billy Bob from Varsity Blues has a pig named Bacon. There's a pig in the first episode of Black Mirror. Boom.
Hey, nice.
Bring it back around.
Yeah. So how did we decide we were going to end this? I forgot.
Make sure to service your Bandersnatch.
Clean your Bandersnatch, people.
All right. Well, what did you guys think of Bandersnatch? Do you think, I don't know what to ask here. I mean, it's like, do you think this is a viable format moving forward? With special event sort of things, would you like to see, what shows would you like to see have a choose your own adventure? Is it the more serialized shows like Black Mirror, or would it be funny to sort of see your sitcom, your favorite sitcom, with a choose your own adventure?
Oh my God, I want Seinfeld like this. Are you kidding me?
I want to see Sherlock where you choose the path and he says no.
Right, yeah.
That's awesome.
Too good. But as always, thanks for listening to us. Any comments or questions, just go ahead and comment where you can. And yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Night.
Until next time, we are the Rum and Regret Podcast. And he still can't figure out a closer, so.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Comment in the, put a comment below if you have something we can close the podcast with.
Right. Think of something for us. Because I suck.
Yeah. Until next time, we are the Rum and Regret Podcast. Drink them if you got them. Have a good night.